Hello and welcome. This is Chrisanne from Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. Today is Valentine's Day, so spreading lots of love to everybody out there listening. And thank you for tuning in yet again if you are returning. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome. Today we are going to be talking about the weekly predictions. And like I said, today is the 14th of February, 2022. And this is a prediction for this week. So this week we are going to be using two different decks to look at what the prediction is. The first is the Mystic Art Medicine cards, which of course is what I always use. And I'm giving those a really good shuffle. And we're going to see what this week has in store for us. The first card is the Goddess of Air. When this card comes up, it is saying, yes, there are going to be some things that are going to be coming up that could look like they are going to be problematic, but it's okay because we can sort of blow them away. We can brush them away. And the way that we can do that is by speaking up, speaking clearly, and using our voice to make sure that our voice is being heard for what it is that we not want, need, and desire. The next card that I'm pulling for this week is the card of Ancient Wisdom. When this card comes up, it is talking about channeling our guides, our loved ones, our angels, our spirit guides, our everybody that is in our team, quote unquote, on the other side, around us, etc. Using some of that more ancient knowledge, maybe the things that our grandparents, our great-grandparents utilized as their knowledge and their information set, utilizing some of that information to help us this week, going back to our roots, getting back to who we are, and realizing that, kind of stripping away a lot of the superficial trappings and just being with ourselves, just being. And then the next card, very interestingly enough, is the card of Deception. This is what I was talking about when I was talking about the Goddess of Air coming in. Pay attention to what somebody is saying versus what somebody is doing, because we're really going to have to use our voice this week. The other card that I pulled, and this is the last card I'm going to pull from this deck, is the card of Rhythm. Finding our rhythm. Where is it that we belong? Where do we feel that we belong? When we use our voice, we realize who we are, connect to our roots, recognize what is truthful around us, and finding our place within that. I want to jump back to the Deception card as well. The Deception card doesn't have to be other people deceiving us. It can be us deceiving ourselves, meaning you don't want to recognize where it is you actually belong. Where is that rhythm taking you? Finding your rhythm, finding who you are. Don't deceive yourself about what it is that you bring to the table, about where it is that you belong. You might think that isn't the best situation for you, but it turns out to be a great situation for you. Finding your rhythm is also about finding your voice, being able to speak clearly to others and yourself, where it is you need to be and you belong. Now, I am going to pull cards from another deck as well. This, because it's Valentine's Day, I am using the Romance Angels Oracle cards. So let's give these a little shuffle and let's see what the Romance Angels want to bring in for us this week. So, interesting. The first card is the card of Retreat. It's time to disconnect from the world, is what this card says. Very interesting, because, you know, we were talking about the Deception card of being clear and truthful and honest to ourselves, finding our rhythm, where is it that we belong. Maybe we need to have time away so we can be with ourselves. Be with that ancient wisdom card that we talked about. Communing with our guides. Communing with ourselves to find our roots on where it is that we belong with that rhythm card. The next card I pulled is the attraction card. Literally, this one says, you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. Enjoy who you are. Enjoy where you're at. When you commune with yourself, you connect with your guides, you connect with your angels, you realize that you have the ability to do that, first and foremost, but also you can attract that wonderful energy around you. Ooh, and then the last card I pulled is the card of engagement. And this one says, your love life is ascending to a higher level of a commitment. Yes, that is wonderful if you are in a relationship. And you might be saying, but I'm not in a relationship. So this card is very clear with if you're in a relationship. But if you are not in a relationship, and I'm pulling the engagement card for you, your love life is going to a higher level. That is wonderful if you're in a relationship. But if you're not in a relationship, it can mean you're going to be finding a partner, or you are going to be recognizing what it is that you bring to the table on a higher level. You're going to be respecting yourself. You're going to be appreciating yourself. And you're really going to be putting yourself on a higher pedestal of saying, yeah, this is wonderful. This is what I've recognized about myself. This is what I'm capable of doing, finally. So that is engaging within yourself, whether it be that inner child within you, that innermost part that wants to get out and do all that fun stuff too, you are engaging with that as well. So couple meanings, it's kind of like a twofer, couple different meanings there, but you know, a very similar theme with all the other cards that we have here. Okay, so that's Mystic Art Medicine cards and the Romance Angels Oracle cards. Now, let's move on to the crystals for this week that are going to be the ones that I'm going to suggest that we carry. And as always, I will say I divine the crystals that we're going to be talking about here much before I start my podcast. And kind of interesting, the cards always make sense to me. When I see the cards like correlating with the crystals, I always find it rather interesting. So the first crystal that I was getting that we need for this week is amber. Now, amber is a solar plexus stone. It allows you to heal yourself, and it's really good for taking that negativity and turning into a positivity. You know, we were talking about recognizing what it is that we bring to the table, and that's what amber can help us with as well. It's also great with giving you sort of like that protective shield to help you with pain. It's a great stone for pain, actually, and because of that, I carry it on the left hand side. You know, babies use an amber teething bracelet. I'm always leery of those. I don't really advocate those, but you do you. And if you feel that's safe for your child, you go for it. I had gotten one for my child when he was younger, but simply to wear, not to use as a teething situation, because, you know, I personally won't make them. I am a jeweler. I know how to make things. I just don't trust it. But on the crystal aspects of it, love it. Love, love, love it. Amber also is great with protecting from psychic attacks and helps with nightmares. So it's a great one to keep under your pillow if you're dealing with nightmares. And it helps with migraines and headaches as well. So another one that's really good to keep under the pillow if you're somebody that wakes up with headaches. And it's really good for clearing and cleansing and helping your auric field. So amber is a readily available stone. It comes in a multiple different colors, from an orange to a black to a green to a white to a red. So all different colors. It's a different color based on where it is from in the world. And amber is actually a resin. So It's petrified tree sap. So it's not technically a stone, but it is quite solid. So check out amber. Easier to find. I have seen the price skyrocket on amber in the last like 10 years. So some places you can still get it reasonable. Other places it's crazy high. Next one we're going to be talking about is blue lace agate. Very easily accessible stone, very reasonably priced. It is always at the low end of the spectrum price-wise, so very easily accessible. This is a throat chakra stone. Our cards, we were talking a lot about throat chakra stones. We have a couple, we were talking about throat chakra cards, and we have a couple throat chakra stones, this being the first one. Blue lace agate is a stone. It's called the Stone of the Diplomat, and that is because it gives you the ability to express your thoughts in a way that others can understand and hear you. It is a very gentle stone. Blue lace agate is a sweet, gentle, easy vibration stone. It is not an in-your-face vibrational energy stone. It is a calm stone because it is used for balancing the throat chakra. Especially when you need to speak for your job, etc. But if you are somebody that needs to speak before the words come out of your mouth and get you in trouble, blue lace agate is one that can help you. It also helps you to find your words. So if you're somebody that struggles and stumbles with your words, blue lace agate is really wonderful for that. If you are doing any work with your voice whatsoever, I really do suggest carrying a blue lace agate on your left hand side, because all of this, what this stone is doing, is all that bring. So anything that you want to bring into you, left hand side of the body. Anything you want to release is going to be right hand side of the body. This is a bring in stone, so blue lace agate, left hand side. So yeah, gentle, easy to work with. The next stone that we're going to talk about is Larimar. Larimar is much more expensive, only mined in one part of the world, the Dominican Republic. And when it's mined out, it's mined out. This is actually my top stone that I'm telling people, if you want to invest in a stone, invest in Larimar. It is a beautiful blue color as well. It's very much the Caribbean Ocean color blue. It's a gorgeous color. I love Larimar. Personally, this is the stone I wear when I do large speaking engagements or things like that. I do have a lot of Larimar on my desk as well. I am a big fan of Larimar. As much as I love blue lace agate, I think Larimar is a much higher vibration stone than blue lace agate is. Much, much, much more money, but you're getting more bang for your buck also. So Larimar not only helps with the whole throat chakra situation, but it helps with honest communication. So if you're starting a new relationship, maybe you want to wear Larimar on a first date. It helps soulmates to recognize each other. But it also helps heal that karmic debt between soulmates and lovers. So it's a really cool one for Valentine's Day too. It harmonizes the heart and the mind. It works together. It brings peace and clarity. It also helps you to recognize what is your strength. What is it that you bring to the table? And it also helps you to say that all-powerful word, no. Larimar also helps you with your angelic connection, your deep meditations, if you want to talk to your guides, your loved ones, your animal spirit guides. Larimar is one that's going to help. Once again, left-hand side. Either wear it as a pendant, wear it as a ring. I have it as a ring. I have it as a pendant. I have a whole ton of jewelry that I wear. That's Larimar. Primarily, this is going to be your left-hand side. It also helps connect you with goddess energy. So Larimar, really cool, really powerful. The next stone we're going to talk about is my actual all-time favorite stone. If I had to pick one stone, this is my all-time favorite. And it's Lemurian quartz. A lot of people call it a Lemurian seed. I simply call it a Lemurian. Lemurians are very sought after. They are prized, and they can be reasonable all the way up to insanely expensive. And I'll do a whole show talking about Larimar in the future. I'm not going to get into the whole aspects and the whole everything. There's a lot to talk about with Larimar. So I'm just going to stick to the metaphysical properties for right now. So metaphysically speaking, Larimar is a stone. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Lumerian. I'm not going to get into all the aspects of Lumerian. That's what I was trying to say. Lumerians have a lot of different things that you need to look for when you're buying them. So you need to make sure you're buying a Lumerian from a very reputable seller. I deal in Lumerians because I prize them. Lumerian is my top. Lumerian connects you with the energy of Atlantis, Lumeria, Mu. It helps you with a lot of accessing Akashic records. It helps you to recognize some past lives. It helps you to heal your emotional body. It really is a great one to meditate with. I use it in all my Reiki practices. It helps to get rid of energetic blocks. It helps you to open your heart so you can express divine love and compassion. It helps you with your own emotional, intuitive, spiritual awareness. It helps to unlock you to all of that really cool stuff. It is a very high vibrational stone. It is a wonderful stone to work with. This is your crown chakra. You're going to find Lumerians in a clear, in a pink, like an orangey peach. All of them are wonderful. I find that the pink ones are my favorite when I want to do a lot of heart healing for my clients. Very, very hard to find the pink ones right now. You're more going to be finding the clear Lumerians. Please only buy a Lumerian from a reputable dealer, because not all things labeled Lumerian are Lumerians. And drives me insane. It's a big pet peeve. But anyways, Lumerian. The next one is a serpentine. Serpentine is a green stone. This is one for helping you to sort of ignite your kundalini energy. It helps you with doing a deep meditation when you want to connect that earth element and connect with your animal spirit guides. It's great when you're doing work with the Akashic records, when you're doing past life information. Fantastic for all of that. Serpentine is also great for helping you when you're on your spiritual path to just connect yourself with your higher spiritual self as well. And it's a really great earthbound stone. So serpentine actually is really good with your heart chakra, your throat chakra, your root chakra. It's all of the chakras, actually. It's a lovely green stone. Relatively easy to find many, many years ago. A little harder to find now. But check it out. It's a nice stone. The next one that we're going to talk about, we have a lot tonight. The next one is wulfenite. Wulfenite is relatively easy to find, a little bit more money, can be a little fragile. So it's not necessarily one that you want to carry in your pocket. This is your sacral and solar plexus. Wulfenite can be like this really pretty rusty browns and grays kind of color. It helps you to accept what it is that you need to let go of. It helps to recognize when there's confusion in a relationship. It helps you to have the knowledge to be able to live in love and light. You know, a lot of times people say, what type of witch are you? And, you know, they're looking for all this sort of salacious answer. And wulfenite will help keep you on your path, so to speak. And wulfenite also is another one that is really good for rejuvenating yourself for all the different levels of the body and all the different levels of your chakras. Wulfenite's a really cool stone to work with. It's a very sort of underrated stone. Can be a little bit harder to find, a little bit more money, but not super crazy. So wulfenite. And then almost the last one, we have this one and one more, labradorite. A lot of people have labradorite already in their in their collections. Labradorite is primarily a black stone that has flecks of blues and purples and pinks and reds and all that fun stuff, yellows. Labradorite is known as the shaman stone, so it helps you with your psychic work, your magical work. It's also very protective of your aura. It's protecting you from psychic attacks as well. It helps you to recognize what's happening on the other side, the other realms, to connect you with your spirit guides, your angels, your loved ones. It helps you to bring in your intuition as you are connecting with those on the other side. And it's really cool because it's both the moon and the sun energy within the labradorite, and that's recognized from the flash of the color and then the block of the base of the color of the base of the stone itself. Labradorite also is really good for helping you to just stay calmer. And a lot of people use labradorite when they sort of have a lot going on in their mind. It can help you with that sort of mental focus, etc. It's another one that I would put under your pillow because it can help with insomnia. For the most part, this is going to be a left-hand side stone. Easy to find, relatively inexpensive. It primarily is your third eye chakra. The next one is harder to find, is more expensive, is brookite. Brookite is your crown. It is your third eye. This is your power stone that's helping you to expand your awareness, not just of your actual body, but beyond your body. What is going on around you, the unseen? So brookite is helping you with that. It's helping you to feel and recognize your spirit guides. You know, we were talking about having that ancient wisdom coming in the cards, and brookite is one that's going to help with that as well. Brookite is also teaching us that we can communicate with those on the other side with a much higher vibration. It's sort of raising us up to meet that task. It also is one for your Kundalini energy, and it is one that's really going to take you there in a big way during meditation. So brookite, really cool. Much more expensive, a little harder to find, but well worth it. So a lot of these stones are taking us there in a meditative way to connect with those guides, those loved ones on the other side. So that's what this week's going to be all about. Really cool. Once again, if you don't have these stones, but maybe you have a deck of crystal cards, pull those cards out, put them on your mirror, put them on your desk, pull up a picture on Google if you don't have these stones as well. You know, just sit with the energy of the stone, whether it be a picture you're looking at or the actual stone. It's still easily accessible. Wow. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, check out my website. You're going to see that I have a lot of crystals for sale there. I have my artwork. I have a lot of tarot and oracle decks available. I have my readings. I have distant Reiki. I even have classes there that I do, private classes. So if there's something there or something that's not there that you're looking for, please let me know, because I have much, 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 much more than what's actually posted there. Many more crystals and many more decks. I have well over 100 decks on the website, but actually I have well over, 250, 300 varieties. That not everything is on the website, just because that's a lot of work. So check it out. And the website is www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. And if you need to reach out via email, same name, elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, let me know if there's a topic that maybe you would like me to talk about on this show. I appreciate all your wonderful support. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day and be free.